Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique. Good day, everyone. I have here my special guest, Camilla Brown. Woo! And she is going to tell us all about her and her wonderful events that she does and things that just make her the most amazing, spectacular person that made me have her on the show today.
Thank you. Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us where you're from, because you are not a native Toledoan.
I'm not. So I'm actually from a small city in Michigan called Ypsilanti. I actually moved to Toledo about 10 years ago once I married my husband. He's a Toledo native, and so I've been here since about 2015.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've been here for a little while.
All right, you're almost one of us now.
Yeah, exactly.
So you said how long you lived here, so that was my next question. Your husband brought you here, so tell us how that transpired.
Yeah. So I met my husband actually in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We were working together, and yeah, we just kind of, I don't know, we hit it off. And about 2 years later, we ended up married, and I moved down here in 2015.
So what's funny is that I was friends with your husband first because we used to do marketing together and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I met you, and I'm like, oh, my God, she's like my new friend now. I've disowned him now. So that's so cool. So you're a wife, mother, and entrepreneur. How do you juggle those things and make it look so easy?
Okay, so I don't know if easy is the right word. I definitely would say figuring out how to find the balance has been like the hardest part, as you know too, because you're a mom and you're a working woman and all of these things. And so I think for me, scheduling and like prioritizing my day before it even starts has been like the biggest upgrade in life right now, because it's not just about like waking up and having all these things to do. I think prepping the day before has been really helpful for me. So even like making sure that I'm in bed before a certain time and so that I'm up at 5:45, 6 a.m. just to be able to like manage everything has been like a game changer.
Okay. Adulting.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to take some of your tips because yeah. I'm not prepping the day before. I'm just kind of winging it.
Yeah.
So you told me personally, and I just wanted to bring this up, that you homeschool. So I apologize, but I've never had the patience. How do you do that?
Okay, so homeschool is actually a really new thing for me. My daughter's been in school for her like first 3 years. And so we decided to make this transition like recently. And it's definitely not what I thought. Like, I feel like when we were younger, like we thought, I don't know. Like, I just remember
homeschool kids were weird.
Yes. Totally. Like, I feel like we all kind of were like, I don't know. Like, oh, yeah, it's okay. She's homeschooled. Like, that was like the thing.
The social. Yeah. But they were always smarter.
Exactly.
You know? So that's going well for you.
Yeah. And especially in Toledo, we have a lot of really cool programs. She does like a co-op, so there's a lot of co-ops that you can learn about and get invested in for your kid, and they can go like one day a week, so that adds like the social element to their week. And then there's a lot of really cool programs, like the Toledo Zoo has a homeschool program.
Wow.
I'm obsessed. Mm. And then also Imagination Station has a homeschool program.
Okay.
And
this is all new to me.
Yeah. And they're like science is really, really interactive for the kids. Not like it would be at school, right?
Right.
Because it's like a fun place to be. So she loves that.
Okay.
And then the other one, the Metro Park. So there's actually like a really cool like outdoor homeschool program for the kids where they can learn like botany and did I say that right? Yeah. And just like get really into like nature, and it's outside, so like she never wants to leave when I drop her off.
Okay.
So even if you are a working mom and you're considering like, I can't, you know, get any time to myself to work, don't worry about it. Like, there's things that you can have set up throughout your day to really curate like your kids' education so that you have that time as well.
I'm sure a lot of us wanted and needed to know that. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah.
What do you like to do around Toledo that is enjoyable and uplifts your spirits when you need some time to yourself?
I am half Filipino and half Black, and so part of just like the Filipino in me. I love the beach. I love to be by an ocean, by water. Like, it's just, I love it. So anytime I can go to the Maumee Bay and have like a picnic with my kid,
okay,
I will do that. But otherwise, the Toledo Botanical Garden is like my
sacred space.
Yes. I love being there. It's just the quiet and like you can hear the birds chirping. And
do they still have the koi fish pond?
I don't.
You don't remember? No.
See, but I'm also new. Yeah.
Okay.
Newer too.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. It's okay. But what other things do you?
So I love flowers. So I think that's probably also why I love the botanical garden, because it's just so beautiful out there. So anytime, me and my daughter actually started a flower garden this year. And so we've been, whenever we can't get a chance, we'll like go in the backyard and, you know, attend to our garden.
Do you have any specific flowers in there that you?
I really love roses.
Okay.
And I really love hydrangeas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. It's a peaceful thing. My son liked to garden, but then one day, or when he went away for to see his grandparents, or I think that's what it was. He said, "Mom, watch my plants for 2 weeks. They're all dead. They're all gone."
That's
so,
like my sister.
So never again. We gave up gardening. It's all my fault.
It definitely is it's like cooking though.
Yes.
Like once you learn how to cook.
Well, the gardening and the cooking skipped me. So my grandmother, my mother, then my kids was like, "We gonna cook, we gonna garden." I'm like, "That's what my granny loved to do. My mom is the best cook in the world." And then for some reason it was just like, "I'm the businesswoman," just all skipped and went to the kids.
Yeah.
And they're all little chefs and very gifted and artistic. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's probably in me somewhere.
It is. You know.
I just need some lessons or something. Another thing that people that have yet to meet you would be surprised to know is that your family owns a stable.
Yeah.
And you ride horses.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
A lot of fun. Transparency moment. Before I met my husband, I was like deathly afraid of horses. Like when I would like see a horse or be around a horse, it would like, I don't know, something would just make me really nervous inside. And so now I love riding. Something about being like on the trail and just like in nature and experiencing just the quiet out there is really, really fun. But yeah, so my husband is a cowboy.
Okay.
And
we
my
do
brother.
Have Toledo Cowboys.
Yes, we do. Okay. Yes. And they both got the love of like horses from their dad. He's one of the members of the Toledo Horseman Club, and he kind of got his sons into it when they were really young. And so now my brother, it's a whole family thing. We own it's called Brownstone Stable, and they offer riding lessons and just kind of any kind of event you can have there, and it's a lot of fun. And my daughter's into it too. Yeah, my daughter's into it too. She just started riding a couple years ago.
She good?
Yeah, she is. She's 8. So.
She gets it from her dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you are also a purveyor of emotional and mental well-being, but you believe in digital wealth. And I would like you to explain what that means and how you feel Toledo needs to be more current with the times as far as technology is concerned.
I guess I should start with 2020. I think when the world shut down and we were all trying to figure out, what are we going to do? People were losing their jobs. I started, just investing in, learning more about how to, create wealth online, just because we had no choice. Mm-hmm. So I started, day trading. It started as a trader. Learning Forex and stock and that kind of stuff. And it changed my mindset. So, my mindset completely changed. I was like, wait, what? I don't have to work a 9-to-5 to make, a set amount of dollars. I can, trading time for money, it opened up my eyes. And so at that point, I was like, okay, what else is out here? because there's so much to learn online. And so then I started learning about digital wealth and technology and AI and all these really, really cool, exciting new things that are going on right now. And as far as Toledo, I think that with any city, you want to create more wealth and boost an economy. Tech is the future. That's where we're going. When you look at major cities like Detroit or New York or Chicago, that's just where we're going. Yeah. That's, you know, they had.
I'm gonna agree with you because we had a press club meeting and we were talking about AI and how it affects the media. And so I'm like, oh, okay.
Yes.
We have to get on the times or we're going to get left behind.
Exactly. You know? So, like, yeah, when we're talking about tech and media or tech and retail, like, you can order everything online now.
Yeah, the stores are closing.
Closing, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Robots are taking our jobs.
Yes. No, but literally.
But you know what they said at the meeting? They said, we have to learn the robots so that we can continue to program. Yes.
100%.
And so that they don't take over the world. Yeah.
100%.
but yeah.
So it's huge. Yeah, tech and social media. It's just, girl.
Yeah, we could go on and on.
We could go on and on about tech. But I think the more that Toledo learns and, like, how to adapt and also create, like, innovative technology here or even just, like, learn how to use it, like you're saying, like, educate yourself, the more jobs are going to be here, the more boost in the economy here. It's just where we got to go.
I agree. You have a lot of goals and aspirations to bring people together in the city. Do you think that it's a hard thing to do? Do you feel like you can assist in bringing new energy to our city, being that you aren't from here?
Yeah.
With confidence.
I think yes to both, though. Like, it's definitely hard. But, yeah, I think I'm every day, like, working towards how to just create more here and just have – I love to have fun. So, like, whatever I do and whatever – I kind of, like, put my hands into, I want it to be something that I'm proud of, and it's also just, like, fun for
because
Toledo.
Life doesn't have to be boring.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? And life is short.
Yeah. So we got to live it to the best of our ability and responsibly.
There you go. Do what you're passionate about is what I say.
So you have a huge event coming up, and I really hope I can attend. I really don't think it's ever been done here yet. So can you tell us about it and where, like, the origin of the idea?
To my understanding, it's never been done.
In Toledo.
In Toledo, correct. And so it's actually going to be the Queen's Masquerade Ball. And I'm really excited about it because we have, like, all of these really cool things planned for guests.
Inspiration. Tell them the inspiration.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And so the inspiration behind the ball is Bridgerton themed. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really obsessed with the show, and that's kind of, like, the origin behind it, honestly. I started, like, having fun just doing, like, small tea parties and just Bridgerton-themed tea parties.
I missed it, but go ahead.
Yeah, and it kind of just took off. Like, I, you know, announced I was doing the first tea party earlier this year, and then within, like, a couple of days, like, everyone, you know, was excited, and I had no space left.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, gosh, okay, so now we're going to try something bigger, and then now it's kind of
grown. Didn't you do one at your favorite place, the Botanical Gardens?
Yes, I did, at my favorite place.
That's so nice. And what's some of the features of the next one? Like, what is some of the cool things that remind you of the...
Oh, my gosh. So the ball is really fun. We're going to have a queen.
Okay.
There's going to be ladies in waiting. She's going to have a royal court. And so everyone's going to be dressed up. And we actually got, like, full costume, like, Regency era costumes for everyone. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. And then the decor, my co-host, Sabria, she's amazing. And the decor that she does for, like, all of her events is, like, beautiful.
It's going to be, like, that era kind of vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to have, like, wisteria tunnels and, like, flowers everywhere. Yeah. And we're going to have...
What about the music?
Oh, my gosh, the music, you guys. So y'all know, like, the actual show, they kind of take our, like, you know, current modern music, like pop or whatever music, and they turn it into, like, a violin,
classical,
you know, instrumental,
type of,
classical. Yeah. So we're going to have the Scandia String Quartet. They're actually going to play all Bridgerton. Well, it's, you know, Bridgerton-themed music. And we're also going to have a DJ.
Okay.
So, you know, if y'all, you know... it'll mix it up for, you know, some of the guys.
For the husbands and the boyfriends. And but maybe they're fans, too. And they want it. Yeah. Yeah.
True. My husband is a fan. Probably didn't want me to say that. But.
Yeah. Oh. We just fronted him out again.
Sorry, babe.
Well, that is so awesome. And I just want to say thank you for sharing all that with us. And is there any thoughts that you would like to leave us with today?
Sure. I'll leave everybody with my favorite, like, life, I call this like my life motto right now, but it's something Beyonce said because I'm a huge Beyonce fan.
Okay.
And she said, like, don't talk about what you're going to do. Don't think about what you're going to do. Be about it. Be about the action. So that's where I'm at in my life right now. And, yeah, just being about the action and making things happen.
Well, we all know that you're a lady about the action. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.